new podcast is out celebrating the life and death of George Eastman. WXXI's Jeff Spivak has this story.
Nate DeMeo is the host of the podcast, The Memory Palace. His show was one of the highlights of last year's Rochester Fringe Festival. Sitting at a desk on the Kilbourne Hall stage, DeMeo read the story of George Eastman. And now you can hear the story for yourself.
George Eastman put the means of production of those most vital of things, our own images, our own histories, in our own hands.
DeMeo begins his story on the day in March 1932, when the 77-year-old Eastman sensed he was fading. Dismissing his doctors for a moment, he wrote a note. "To my friends, my work is done. Why wait?" Then he shot himself in the heart.
After the movie theaters in Rochester all dimmed their lights in honor of all George Eastman had done to make the movies what they were, after the bell in Old City Hall, which had been silent then for years, rang out to mark his death, those friends all said the same thing. He died as he lived. Efficiently.
The episode, Dotting I's, is available now. Two more DeMeo podcasts based on Rochester legends will be posted in January. Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.